This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us in Montana. Arjun's still with us. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I just wanted to give you a quick update. So, the book we've been talking about is called Black & Decker, The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. Mine is about 334 pages. It's 8.5 by 11. It's a heavy book. It's got a lot of glossy pictures, a lot of pictures. And it'll give you a great idea on almost, if not everything you need to know about in your home wiring. They're about $5 or less used on eBay. And I found one for $4.14 right now. Mine is the 2005 edition. And the way you can tell the 2005 edition is it shows a wall switch. It covers a lot of the page, a wall switch that's painted blue and white. Okay? An on-off wall switch. That's the one I have. Currently, they're a little bit more expensive than the $4.14 of the previous edition, which is 2001. The $4.14 one right now on eBay, there are six available. Actually, there are five available because I just bought one, and I bought one to give to someone else who doesn't have one. So that one shows a receptacle, and it's painted kind of a brownish and blue color. And it's the Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. So if you're considering being preparedness-minded and you don't have this book, you need this book. Okay? This is a requirement. If you're going to be doing any kind of electrical wiring and you're not really sure and you haven't been trained and you're not experienced, you need this book. This is the one book you should get. And I'm not asking you to spend a lot of money. $4.14 shipped. I can't even send something across the road for $4.14 that weighs this much. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And there are plenty of them out there. So that's one thought. Arjun, did we explain that you can leave this outlet as it is if you don't use it, but you need to fix it if you're going to use it?
Okay,
Arjun, I wanted to, I asked Jason to ask you to stay with us. I got an email from you over the weekend. Would you mind if I read that email on the air?
Okay.
How about if I read just, I won't read I won't read the beginning of it. Arjun sent me the most kind, the most delightful, the most emotional email I've ever received.
Actually, I was a little bit drunk at that point of time, you know. Like, and,
okay, then I won't.
I was a little bit embarrassed, you know. Like,
okay, yeah. All right. So I won't read your email. I won't read, but you did mention that you haven't heard anyone on the radio talk about the Chinese the way I do, and their inferior products. That's the point I wanted to mention.
Yes. And okay. You know, like, go ahead.
That's it. So I talk about the Chinese second-rate products being failure-prone. And that's one of the things that Kyle and I are going to be talking about, you know, this hour. But if you believe that, you know, the Chinese do a good job painting. They can take a substandard product, paint it, and you think it's okay. But You know, what they don't do necessarily is they don't prepare the surface for primer and then prime it and paint it. What they do is just paint it. And so I've used a high pressure washer on Chinese wheels that we got on used equipment, and the paint just blasts off because they forgot to prepare the surface, clean it. You know, the new steel wheels, they didn't pickle them, which means dip them in acid and clean them so that the paint will stick. They didn't put the primer on them. They just painted them to make them look good long enough for them to last for the person who bought it to think that they're good. And then the paint peels off. So that's kind of what I wanted to say. But Arjun, I really appreciate your call, and I you are the poster man or the poster boy for those who want to actually get out of the city, get out of Dodge, as it were, and make your own way. And you've done a great job, and I'm so impressed.
Hey, Vince, I want to I want to throw something in there. Arjun, this is for you as well. And I know that you're struggling with this small house, and you're struggling with all of the trouble that you're having to go through fixing it. But this much I guarantee you, when you're on the other side of this and you have learned what it is that you need to learn to be able to keep yourself going, you are going to have such a sense of satisfaction that it's going to, it will make your chest swell. And I am really proud of you. I will tell you this. Scripture says that better is a morsel that you have, that you, I'm going to paraphrase it, better is a morsel that you own than to live in debt in like a king. So, like I said, I'm paraphrasing it poorly, but I am telling you that when you're on the other side of this, you're going to be so glad you went through it. I realize it's tough right now, and you're going to make mistakes, and it's okay. But just be careful as you're going. And keep going, because there's not there. You got to decide, and I think you already have, that there's only one way through this, and this is plumb through it. This is conquer it. This is over. This is get or done. And the more you do that, the stronger type of a man you will become.
Yep. Thank you, Kyle. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And there's one thing that I was reading between the lines as Kyle was saying that. I feel, I mean, I've never discussed this with Kyle, but it wasn't always so easy for Kyle. And it wasn't always so easy for me and my family. And we went through it the way Kyle is suggesting that you'll have to go through it. We had to learn a lot of these things the hard way. We had to do them for ourselves. We've made some mistakes. And one of the things that the reason that Kyle and I are broadcasting the way we do is to share with you how you can do it without making the mistakes that, you know, without hitting your thumb with the hammer, without making some of these mistakes. So we've learned, and that's why I keep recommending this book. It, to me, if you've never done wiring, it's idiotic not to buy this book. It is, this book is that good that, and I can't believe that they sell it for under $5. It makes no sense. No sense at all. It's a $25 book without shipping, without tax. It makes no sense. So my recommendation, Arjun, is you read it cover to cover. Seriously. You read it cover to cover, and you don't have to read it, you know, very slowly. You can read it quickly, and then you'll know that it, everything that you need to know about your wiring is in that book, and then you can refer to it. And it will help you diagnose problems. And even the issue that you've called about with the hot and neutral reversed on receptacles or outlets, whatever you would like to call them, either one, it's in the book. So keep on making progress. You're doing a great job, and you're an inspiration to all of our class, Kyle. And I'm sorry, to Arjun. Kyle is absolutely right.
Thank you very much, Vincent. Thank you very much, Kyle.
You're so welcome. Kyle, I just went to gasbuddy.com, and we have two of our instructors that live in Los Gatos, California. So I just wanted to see how much gasoline was in Los Gatos. I predicted a couple weeks ago that gas prices would skyrocket. Well, I was a little off in my timing, but they're skyrocketing. Gasoline, regular grade in Los Gatos, California, $4.68 for cash. If you want to use a credit card, $4.78. That's at the Valero gas station in Los Gatos, California. Now, if you want the premium and you want to use your credit card, it's $5.19. Diesel, credit card, $4.68, $4.58 for diesel if you're paying cash. You know, before the plagiarists got in, gasoline was about half that price. Well, around here, it's doubled. It's more than doubled in California. So when we talk about hyperinflation, we're on the ride to hyperinflation. $4.78 a gallon for gasoline? It's out of control. Absolutely crazy, Joe. You're destroying this country. And Donald, while you were at the end of your term, you were in as well. You got bad advice. Both of you guys have gotten bad advice. And you're destroying the United States of America from within. Both of you guys. Now, I agree that Donald Trump was a better choice for president than Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist and the wife stealer. Better choice. But still, we need somebody like an H. Ross Perot, who is now deceased. That's what we need. We need someone who has principles, integrity, morals, who won't knuckle down to the homos and the trans. And this sick gay stuff. We need someone with morals, who's honest and has integrity. That's what we need. And I'm afeard there aren't anybody, there aren't people like that who would consider running for office. Kyle?
I agree, Vince. This we're headed down. You know, they're telling you on the mainstream news to the GDP that you're going to have trouble buying Christmas presents. Can you imagine, Vince? People consider that. What a absolutely insane thought. Are you worried about Christmas presents? You better be worried about your essentials. You better put two and two together. If they're having trouble getting Christmas presents, you think the essentials are anywhere better off? Use your head, please. I'm a little bit short right now with a lot of this stuff, Vince, because I still see people around here and they are acting like everything's going to go on just the way it is. You know, a lot of them have sold properties and stuff like that, and they're sitting on quite a bit of money, and, you know, they're doing good, and they think, even if it goes up, I've got enough cash that I'm going to be able to afford to buy whatever it is that's out there. But I got a feeling that we're going to wind up with a supply chain, and I agree with you. I blame Trump. Trump could have generals behind him. I'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Yeah, and class, about 5, maybe 6 years ago, I had a New Year's resolution. I mentioned it on the air. And my New Year's resolution was to reduce my tolerance. And I've achieved it. I hardly have any tolerance left. My tolerance got up and left. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, you were mentioning Donald Trump in a response to some of the things that I said about how he mismanaged the United States of America along with the plagiarist. Please continue.
Well, what I blame Trump for, Vince, is for allowing that communist. He knew there was fraud, and he had generals behind him that would have backed him up that would not have allowed this communist to take over. And so he knew it, and now he's on there. You hear him all the time on the news and having rallies and all of these different things. But, folks, let me tell you something. I don't care whether you believe me or not. You watch and see how this rolls. This is nothing more than political theater. Biden is in power. His communists that are behind him are in power. They continue to grow. They're talking $79 billion to put the IRS, for to fund the IRS. They're going to come after everybody. This is going to be the new SS. This is going to be the new brown shirts. This is exactly, they're following a communist agenda. The federal government is becoming more and more and more powerful. So you better prepare for war. You better be preparing. And the part of war is logistics. You've got to be able to fix yourself up. You've got to be able to heal, to have medical. You've got to have food. You've got to have fuel. You've got to have ammunition. You've got to have shooting tools. You've got to have ways to fix things. That's part of logistics. And if you don't have that, you're sunk. This country, Biden with his communist, that potato head in chief, has only been in office not even 10 months. Think about that. There is no possible way this country survives until November of 2022 or whatever it's, whenever the next election is. It's not going to survive. There's going to be some huge type of collapse. It will happen either financially, it will happen logistically as far as the supply chain's concerned. It's going to happen. And you better start seeing the reality of the way life is and be able to project it out just a little bit beyond the end of your nose to be able to see what's coming and take the money that you have left, which is depreciating in value daily. You better do something with it while you can, as fast as you can. It used to be that you could hunt for good deals, and I still do. And I have found some great ones recently, okay, because people are still living in the twilight zone of thinking that nothing's going to change. So you can do that still. But if you need something and there is something available that you can see that you're going to use and need in a rough situation, you better pay whatever is necessary to get it. Because it's any port in a storm at this point, in my opinion. This country is going down. I got a feeling, Vince, because of China, 20 of the 31 provinces of China right now are having rolling blackouts and brownouts all throughout. They have told their energy czars or whatever they're called over there, buy energy at any cost. Well, that's going to cause global energy to go up through the roof. And if they continue to buy our coal and our everything else, they're saying already in the United States that there might not be enough power for all of us. Also, think about this, folks. You know the people that got fired and everything because of the Texas grid almost collapsing? Do you know what got changed? Nothing. They put new people in there, and it all looks all just like the Chinese, throwing paint on unfixed, unused, unprepared wheels. They didn't do nothing. The grid is not fixed. You better be ready.
You know, Kyle, I can read your blood pressure from here.
Yeah, it's running in the higher zone.
Absolutely. And rightfully so. And rightfully so. Class, we're in a lot of trouble. And the salient point of what Kyle was just saying, it's real simple. You're on your own. You are on your own. There's nobody.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Teton County Coroner Brent Blue has called for a press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern today to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include the cause of death for 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The hunt for the person of interest in her homicide, Brian Laundrie, remains on the run. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning any entity in the state from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Abbott said in a press release Monday, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should remain voluntary and never forced," end quote. Psychologists who evaluated 22-year-old Ahmad Alissa, accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a Colorado grocery store in March, have found him incompetent to stand trial. On Monday, prosecutors were seeking a second mental health opinion. The judge has not ruled on the prosecution's request and will be argued during an October 14th competency review hearing. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Afghan interpreter Ahmad Khalili, who rescued then-Senator Biden in 2008, was left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's blundered withdrawal.
Exiled their forces from Afghanistan, but they left me and my family and like me, the other people left behind. That's very scary, man. Yes, we are under great risk.
Mr. Khalili has now escaped the Taliban rule thanks to former combat veteran Brian Genthy. He tells Fox News this was no easy task.
It was very, very difficult. I'm just a civilian right now, and I started off with a blank cell phone and one contact, and that one contact grew bigger and bigger and to where we are today. We went through several different stages. I had to pull the plug several different times to do what's best for him. So it started off in Kabul, and we moved around to a safe house, and then an opportunity for Mercy One to come around, and they were able to get him up to Mazar-e Sharif, and he sat up there for a couple weeks waiting for a plane. And by the time he got up there, it was the Taliban had closed off all those loops, saying, you know, no passport, no fly. So I had to pull that plug and then go with another route, Human First, which then took him across the border into Pakistan, where the U.S. Embassy picked him up from there.
I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all know that the Nazis had a minister of propaganda. His name was Joseph Goebbels. And what he tried to do is convince people through the media that things were bright and things were working really well and the Nazi Party was doing really well. He was one of the people closest to Adolf Hitler. So he was the minister of propaganda. And so there were photographers, and there he was in charge of making the media say the message that he wanted to be released. Well, we have a minister of propaganda here in the United States. So let me read to you the headlines. dailymail.co.uk. Quote, children in NASA, that's NASA, children in NASA space video with Kamala Harris are actors. Kids in Clip, produced by Canada-based Sinking Ship Entertainment, had to audition for the part despite being presented as normal. End quote. That's the headline. It goes on to say, and these are the bullet points, quote, Harris took place in a YouTube video for World Space Day released on Thursday. The video was filmed in August and tweeted out to celebrate World Space Week. She sat down with kids in the video and gushed, "You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes." Teens who took part were revealed to be child actors. And Harris has faced criticism for not recruiting kids who are passionate about the space industry. One of the children said he had sent in a monologue to get the part. Video was produced by Toronto-based Sinking Ship Entertainment. Sinking Ship Entertainment. Sinking Ship Entertainment. I'm going to end the quote for just a second. Sounds like what we are, the sinking ship, and this is the entertainment for the sinking ship. We, the United States of America, are the sinking ship. Back to the quote. Harris chairs the National Space Council, but has been criticized for appearing to lack in-depth knowledge on space exploration. End quote. There's more to it than that. So what we've got is we've got this person who has been called a prostitute because she was sleeping her way up through the government positions, allegedly. Some people call her chlamydia. I wonder why. So here we have a video on YouTube that chlamydia was in with child actors, and you are supposed to believe that she knows what she's talking about, and these are just regular children who have a passionate interest in space exploration. This is theater. Joseph Goebbels is alive and well somewhere in the United States government. I'm not sure who he is, who's actually producing these videos, but here we are. Sinking Ship Entertainment is the company that made this video. Child actors portraying just generally interested children. This is theater. And this is what your government is up to. Theater. To convince you, to convince you into believing that they have your best interests at heart. She is a fraud. And if you think about this, these are my words. If you think about this, why would anyone get to be the chairman or the chairwoman of an organization and lack expertise or knowledge or experience in what that person is the chair of? Now think about that. The chairman, the chairwoman, that's the person who should be the most knowledgeable. And here we have that person lacking knowledge. That's what our government is up to. We have a bunch of puppets that are manipulated by evil people. We did not go to the moon, get off a space capsule, walk around, climb back in the capsule, and come back to Earth. We didn't do that. In the 60s. The proof of that is we haven't gone back. How many of you have been, I've repeated this so many times, how many of you have gone on vacation and gone back? You've gone one place and you go, that's really neat, let's go back. And you go back later. Maybe a couple times. Maybe more than that. We have not gone back to the moon. We don't have the capability of blasting off a rocket or any other device, with some men and women, or just men on top of the rocket, circling the moon, landing on the moon, getting out, walking around, getting back in the capsule, blasting off and coming back to Earth. It was staged. I met the guy who took the pictures. It was staged. It was a fraud. You know, Kyle, you mentioned that in a roundabout way that no one's coming. No one's going to help us. We're on our own. You have to have the skills. You have to have the tools. You have to have the equipment. You have to have the spare parts. You have to have it all. And that requires having a farm. That means getting out of Dodge. That means controlling your own destiny. That means generating your own electricity. It means having some kind of alternative fuel, etc. Well, I have a Harbor Freight nail gun that I used when we were building our house 15, 16 years ago. And this darn thing, it actually is pretty darn good, believe it or not. Yeah, Vin Finelli, I'm saying that this one particular nail gun from Harbor Freight, they must have made a mistake. Because this is a really pretty good quality piece of gear. And if you oil it every time you use it, it would last a long time. Mine's lasted 15 or 16 years. Easily. Over 20,000 nails through it. Easily. Yeah, it jams every once in a while. But I can't buy the nails for it. This thing is functionally obsolete. Squeeze the trigger, it goes bang, it should drive a nail, but I can't get more nails. Well, I can. There are a few that are available. Nails used to be $20 for 2,000 nails. Now, there are a few people that are selling. If you really look hard and wide, you can find them for $80 shipped. $80. Used to be $20. I refuse to do it. So I bought a used nail gun, another one that uses commonly available nails that are back to $20 or $30 or $34, which I'm willing to spend for 2,500 nails. $34, 2,500 nails. So for $107, I bought a Bostitch WW88 nail gun. Top of the line. I believe one of the best you can get. I believe. I haven't used it yet, but I bought it. It's on its way. And I bought cases of nails for it, like 10,000 nails, for a very, very good, fair price. Why? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get nails in a nail gun in the future. And I'm doing repairing, I'm fixing the barn, I'm doing all kinds of things, and I need a nail gun. That I can get nails for. So what I did was I took some money that was savings. The last thing I wanted to do was spend money on a nail gun. Because I have a nail gun. But I can't get nails for it. Harbor Freight. They're a miserable company. They really are. Just try to get them to warranty. Just try it. Try to get, you know, they've got a 90-day warranty on a rubber hose. 90-day warranty. And you go back, 4 months later, 120 days later, hey, this thing leaks. Well, it's out of warranty. Really? Who makes crap like this? The Chinese do, Kyle.
I agree, Vince. I bought a Hitachi nail gun close to 20 years ago. And just like you, when I'm done running it, I will run pour a little tiny bit of automatic transmission fluid down the, I unhook the hose, pour a little bit into there, pop off a couple of nails, get the oil in there, and I haven't used it for like 5 years, and the compressor died on me, but I have other compressors, and so I'm building some more shelves in my shop, and I'm using this nail gun, and sure enough, I hooked this thing up, hooked it up to the other air compressor, and it fires and works like brand new. And like you said, I've probably put close to 20,000 nails at least through this thing in my, over the last 20 years. And I was at a garage sale last summer, and this guy that was a builder had sold his house for an enormous amount of money and was moving. And he had two full cases of those nails, and I got both cases for $15. And so, cause he just wanted them out of there. He didn't want to have to carry them or move them. He wasn't gonna. And so I ended up getting that and some really nice air gauges for tires, some of the real high-end ones, a whole bunch of stuff like that. And I'm using those nails as I'm building the shelves in my shop right now. You know, folks, this kind of stuff is the things we're telling you about here are just these are even though they're specifics, we're trying to teach you a way of thinking that you should expand to almost every aspect of your life. Pay attention to every aspect of your life and ask yourself, what would I do without this? Let me say it a different way, like Ben says. What would I do without this? Think about it. We are headed into the toilet. There is no possible way this country survives. And even if there is this fake election and at the November of 2022, if there is that at all, they will already own the voting boxes. There's been almost nothing done to fix that. The Arizona audits come up, and what's being done there? Are they putting Trump back in office? No. They're not going to. People can want, my dad used to say this, Vince, and it's a little bit crass, but you can want in one hand and poop in the other and see which one gets full the fastest. So you better think, folks, because the reality is this hope ain't going nowhere. And the hope for this country isn't going anywhere. And you are fixing to, you're not going to have to just go with 30, 60, 90 days of doing without. This is going to be a depression.
You know, when we come back, I'll tell you what Governor Gavin Newsom did. He just did this. You're not going to believe it. They talk about going down the toilet. Governor Gavin Newsom has his hand on the flush handle. You're not going to believe what this moron did. We'll be right back.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, two quick things I'd like to cover before the end of today's class. Headline, Daily Mail, quote, California Governor Gavin Newsom signs law to eventually ban gas-powered lawn equipment. California Governor signed off on the new law on Sunday, banning gas-powered equipment that's used in small off-road engines. Gas-powered equipment includes generators, lawn equipment, pressure washers, chainsaws, weed trimmers, even golf carts. So, those are the quotes. And let's tell you what this means. There is no substitute for a gas-powered chainsaw. Gas-powered chainsaws can deliver about 4 horsepower. There is no battery-powered chainsaw that has the torque that can cut through wood the way a gas-powered chainsaw can. There's not enough current in the battery pack or even multiple battery packs to do what a gas-powered chainsaw can do. There is no battery pack powered electric generator. There's no such thing. This means that your zero-turn mowers, your little garden tractors, your pressure washers, your weed whackers, your leaf blowers, your push and walk behind lawn mowers, golf carts, all of those air-cooled engines have been banned by this guy, Governor Gavin Newsom. There are at least 50,000 small businesses that will be affected by this law. This is the height, or one of the heights, of insanity. There is no substitute for a gas-powered generator, whether it be natural gas, propane, diesel, or gasoline. There's no substitute. It hasn't been invented yet. There are solar panels, yeah. There are wind turbines, yeah. But the solar panels don't work at night. The turbines don't work when the wind's not blowing. And utilities and governments have made huge mistakes, like in Europe, where they've installed these wind turbines. And then they forgot that the wind doesn't always blow, so they're having massive power shortages. Massive. That's one thing I wanted to mention. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we're getting, you know, these relatively new vehicles coming into the shop, like, you know, little four-cylinder Chevrolet engines. They have plastic cam covers. They used to call them valve covers. We'll call them cam covers because they're overhead cam engines. And they have plastic intake manifolds. And after about 7 years, they break. And what they did was they took what used to be a PCV valve, positive crankcase ventilation valve, that would bring the combustion leaks from the reciprocating engines, the crankcase fumes, if you will, and they would burn them through the combustion cycle. That's a good idea. I like it. Well, they make the valve covers or the cam covers and intake manifolds out of plastic. They used to be made out of metal. And it used to be a replaceable PCV valve. Well, it's all integrated in some of these smaller Chevrolet four-cylinder engines. And when the PCV system breaks, you have to buy a new intake manifold. And when it breaks, it causes a failure in another one-way valve in the cam cover. So now you need a cam cover that's plastic. You need an intake manifold that's plastic. And the parts are $250. And the labor is about 3 hours. You're looking at $500 to fix what gets damaged by a failed positive crankcase ventilation system, which used to cost $1.79. The engines run terribly. And what happens is because of the air-fuel mixture calibration by the computer, because there's an intake leak, the computer says, well, it could be the mass airflow sensor. It could be the fuel injection system. The catalytic converter goes crazy. So you get all kinds of warnings that all these systems have failed. And actually, it's this stupid plastic part that breaks after 7 years. Okay? And it's not just that. We've towed vehicles in that have failures in the cooling system because they use cooling system plastic parts. And after about 7, 8, 9, 10 years, they fail and break, and then the vehicle overheats. And you can't drive one that's overheated because the engine will overheat and self-destruct. So it gets towed in. Another couple hundred, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 for that repair. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, it goes right back to what we were saying. What are you going to do without it? Because these vehicles, if the crap hits the fan, which it's fixing to in the supply chain, like they're telling you about Christmas, gets so bad that you can't get parts, you've got a 2,000-3,000-4,000-pound boat anchor. It really, seriously, you're just going to sit there and it'll be worthless.
Or less than worthless, because now what are you going to do with it? Yeah, class, you know, the reason I talk about these specifics, as Kyle mentioned, is to give you an insight. Some people say, well, I don't have one of those Chevys. Oh, really? Well, you've got maybe a Ford that's got the same problem, or you've got a Chrysler that's got the same problem, or a BMW that's got the same problem. Do you have a spare tire? Why don't you check? Why don't you check, you know, between now and tomorrow? And Gwyneth will be with us tomorrow. Kathy will be with us on Thursday, and then Lily and Bert. Kyle, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your time with us here in class. I really appreciate it. I know the class does.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.